want you to remember who you really are, how powerful you are, how there is no lack, how you have access to the infinite, infinite resources, infinite team members, infinite money, infinite power, whatever it is, you have access to it.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Ciao, my sweet, beautiful, powerful, amazing queen. It is such a joy and such an honor to be here with you today. Welcome to the Pleasures in Piedmont series that I'm doing while I'm in Italy as part of a sub-series to the Divine Living Podcast. It is really a place that I wanted to be able to share the real, personal, intimate, behind the scenes of life and work and travel throughout Italy. Or at least through this region. Who knows where exactly I'll get to. And what occurred to me today was I haven't talked about this subject a lot, which is how living on brand attracts your audience, your following, your ideal clients like nothing else. And for most of us, we have very inspirational and aspirational brands. So whether you are helping people with weight loss or business or finding love or getting a product out in the world that's going to enhance someone's life, there's just something aspirational about travel that I think is a common ground for us all. And when I got stuck in my business, meaning like doing all the things and working in my business, I kind of lost some of the essence of divine living. You know, when you're looking at Excel spreadsheets and conversion rates and trying to strategize what subject line or what title of a program or what price point, all like the masculine nitty gritty nuts and bolts stuff that goes on in a business and that, you know, can be there, I really got more into just being a business owner and running a company, and it became less fun and less inspiring. And then the meaningful work of divine living has always been joyful and meaningful. And yet the company is called Divine Living, not just Divine Working. And I realized my desire and responsibility to live on brand. And so that meant I couldn't just do things like everyone else was doing. I couldn't just focus on the funnels and the strategies and the click-through rates and all that stuff that a lot of my really smart, amazing friends who have incredible brands are doing, because it's much more in alignment with their brands than mine. And so for me, the way I really launched my business, the way I grew and scaled my business, and really what I'm focusing on more than ever today is living on brand. And I know that the same, if you're going to ask yourself the same questions I ask myself, it's going to really serve you. It's going to just separate you from the masses. It's going to so clearly identify what is extra special, sparkly, unique about you, so that there is no competition and there is no why would anyone else work with anyone but you, for the people that you are meant to serve. And so for me, living on brand means really prioritizing divine living. And some of that includes a luxurious lifestyle. A lot of it includes a lifestyle that has ease and pleasure in it. And that lifestyle also includes a meaningful contribution. So there were the years when I was doing all of the challenges and running the Facebook ads and doing all the things. And look, you might have participated in some of those challenges, and you might have even signed up for some of the programs that came from it. And that's, you know, I thank you for that. And I pray that it was in service to you and your life and your business. It wasn't the most expansive format for me, shall we say. It wasn't the most pleasurable way of growing my business. And I spent tens of thousands of dollars every single month on Facebook ads, because that's what you do when you're, you know, whatever, you know, quote unquote, what you do. And then I just, you know, over the course of this year, and I've shared this in other podcast episodes, so I won't get into kind of my dark night of the soul and that living in the world in between worlds here. But from that time and from that inquiry, I was able to really ask, like, what do I desire? And like, where, and trust these desires. Like, where am I the most expansive? What does divine living really mean to me? What does it mean to live on brand and, you know, be an example of living on brand? And for me, Italy. Italy came up, and it, like, it didn't necessarily make sense, and, you know, all of that stuff. And I was like, no, like, when you trust your desires. So then I kind of leaned into it, and I was like, Glenn, we're going to Italy. He's like, how long? I'm like, a couple months. He's like, what? And he does. So he's great with that. And when I realized life and business are so much easier for me when I'm in Italy, when I'm traveling, I want to share on social media. When I'm at home, I don't want to post some stupid personal development quote and like a picture of a coffee cup or whatever. Like everything just flows so much more naturally and easier for me when I'm in Italy. And then I remembered, and not that this is what, it's not about just the likes and the comments and stuff. And yet it is when it's a relationship with your audience. So my point is, I remembered the last time I was in Piedmont was the highest my numbers have ever been. And probably because I was so happy and sharing this kind of, you know, maybe not so well-known part of the world and just in my absolute bliss. And this is what my audience wanted to see. And so what I'm sharing with you is that if you think that the masculine ways exclusively, or all of the strategies and hiring the agencies and putting all this money into copyright and Facebook ads and all that stuff is your way to get ahead, but it doesn't feel good, trust it. If that feels good to you, great. There's nothing wrong with that. But I thought, what if I put in even a fraction of the amount of money? And let me follow my bliss. Let me follow my desires. Let me do what I do best. And boom, there it was. So here's what living on brand for me means. Travel. Travel is such a part of divine living. When I landed in Milan, it took 48 hours, 2 days, for all of my social media numbers to double. It took 3 days for them to triple and 4 days to quadruple. Just from me being happier than ever, sharing my life and talking about what I talk about with queenhood and spirituality. And it's so fun and easy. And this is what I want for you. I want you to live on brand in the place that is just so easy for you and get out of the practical, masculine, logical, whatever the stuff that you might be shooting yourself over, and let yourself travel. Let yourself say yes to where your audience is just going to love seeing you be and play and live and dance and thrive. So it's part of the reason why I'm offering these events in these beautiful parts of the world. You want to see your numbers triple and quadruple. You want to be around other women who also have audiences who are going to be taking pictures with you and selfies on Lake Maggiore while you're having lunch on the terrace, not to mention being so high vibe from the spiritual trainings around the feminine art of manifesting that I'm going to be teaching, like, this, queen, this. This is for you. And whether you want to come to Italy or Chicago or Miami, when you are giving yourself permission to be in this high vibe environment, learning the skills, the arts, the mentality, the mindset of what interests you the most, being in a place that is just everywhere you look is so gorgeous and fun and exciting. This is where you will attract your most ideal people. So I know that so oftentimes they say, you know, like, well, when you need clients, like, go recall, you know, some of the clients that you've worked with in the past. And that can be a great strategy. I've done that plenty of times. It's just not really what I'm doing today. Today, I'm trusting God. Today, I wake up every day being so present, knowing that I get to create my reality and I get to do it with the divine. That means I'm present. I'm not stressed. I don't think about the future. I love every luscious moment of today. And in today, you know, I'm saying, I think today, Glenn and I, after I record this, are going to go travel through some of the little towns and villages and I don't know, shop, of course, have lunch, whatever, and just be in bliss. And so when you are so spiritually connected and you know that your needs are met, you know that you don't have to toil after these 18-hour days of working all the time and doing things that just drain you. I want you to thrive in life, not just survive, not just exist. I want you to be having the experience of your most glorious self, knowing that you are the creator of your reality and you get to design your life and you get to receive the manifestations of what came first from the formless, then into making it manifested, bringing it into actual form. This is what I love doing. This is why I'm obsessed with manifesting, but manifesting the feminine way. You know, I've had a lot of knocks and hurts and, you know, self-esteem, blocks throughout the years. And that can wreck my confidence and like, oh, well, maybe that's not meant for me, or maybe it's just meant for her, or maybe I just need to be more patient and wait longer. And none of that is truth. Anytime I have activated my internal feminine power and remembered that I am a creator, remember that I have access to the infinite, remember that I get to design my life, that I get to work in the most pleasurable way and make a contribution and travel and enjoy it all, that keeps the light in my eyes, that keeps the spark flowing, and that gives me permission to do what I came here to do in the first place. So you don't need permission from anyone else. I want you to give yourself permission today to thrive. I want you to remember who you really are, how powerful you are, how there is no lack, how you have access to the infinite, infinite resources, infinite team members, infinite money, infinite power, whatever it is, you have access to it. And the way, we're going to be talking about this more at the Divine Direction events, the real way to manifest, yes, it's to get clear on the desire. Yes, it's to believe that it's possible. But there's a next step that really is what manifestation is about. And it is becoming that which you desire. A lot of people talk about becoming the vibrational match of the desire. And I've seen in my own life, that's been the real difference between me getting really, really, really close to manifesting something, but it not yet being the reality, or actually living the reality in the manifested form. It's being that vibration. So if you're wanting more of that, come join us at one of these Divine Direction events. I am keeping them small for a reason. I want it to be intimate. I want to see you. I want to be able to coach you and the other amazing, extraordinary women in the room. And I want this elite experience to really lift you and have you be so clear and confident in what this next level is for you as the world opens up. It's time for you to take center stage. It's time for you to be more powerful than ever. It's time for you to just magnify the glory that is inside of you and to manifest all of those desires. And in that, you will be making the biggest contribution you have ever, ever made. So I want you to think today, if there were no consequences or limitations, what would it look like for you to live on brand? What is your brand really? Like, what is the most expansive vision for your brand? And then next, I want you to feel that manifestation being already done? What does that feel like, where you get to be like, yep, this is who I am. This is what I've done. This is what I do. This is who I am. Doesn't that feel good? It feels good. It feels powerful. It feels whole. It feels peaceful. And it feels humbling all at the same time. So once you have this vision of what does it look like for you to live on brand, take one action in that direction. One action. You know, when I thought about what was it going to look like for me to live on brand at this chapter in my life? And I said, yes, these divine direction events, I love everything about them. I did one in New York City and I couldn't get enough. It's like the women in the room, the high caliber, the luxurious environment, the friendships that are made, the white party that happens, the transformation that exists. Yes. And so then I was like, all right, where's the next place I would love to do that? And I was like, Piedmont, white truffle season in Italy. Yes, please. So the action I took was ask my team members to find like what's the most glamorous, glorious place they could find. And this resort it's just this gorgeous, stunning building on Lake Maggiore with terraces and gardens. And like, there's literally like peacocks in the area walking around. I mean, it was like every level of yes. And then I thought, okay, where else? Where else do I want to do this? And I was like, Chicago. I am from Detroit. I haven't been to Chicago in the longest time. I've never done an event in the Midwest in my entire career. And I'm like, yes, feeling some city vibes, some Chicago. Like it feels so good to me. And then I was like, one more. I want to do like one a month throughout this year. And Miami. December, turquoise waters, super chic hotel. I mean, all of them are beautiful hotels. We're doing this at. It's like just it was in every level of yes, this is what it looks like for me to live on brand. So if you want to come join me, I would so love to meet you there. And I want you to ask yourself, what does it look like for you to live on brand today? Because if you start traveling, I can promise you, your happiness factor, it's going to go through the roof. Your numbers are also going to go through the roof. And then the collaborations that are going to come from you being in the room, through the roof. All right, Queen, I think you know what to do. I know you know what to do at this point. It's live on brand, the most expansive version of that. And if that includes travel, then get your ticket today. Mwah. We'll put all of the links for the different locations for the Divine Direction event in the show notes so you can check out which location is just saying yes to you. And don't judge it. Like some women are like, I want this one, but the dates don't work. If the dates don't work, that's guidance. Follow the guidance and you will be led in the direction of your dreams. Mwah. Until tomorrow, lots of love.
Queen. All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy, oh my gosh, at the most glorious location in October. We're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes, and a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so, so, so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida,
the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.